Today is the disappearance day of Ishvara Puripad, as well as Ekadasi. Again, meditating upon Ishvara Puri, we have so many wonderful examples of what fidelity to one's spiritual master means, the type of fidelity that inspires us to accept all kinds of difficulties, and over and above all, the fidelity that gains us the mercy of the Lord. Ishvara Puri was one of the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, who is the real root of the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the origin or the seed of ecstatic love that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute. The ecstatic love of the Brajbasis towards Krishna, and more specifically, the ecstatic love of the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani. Madhavendra Puri had many famous disciples, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Charya. Ishvara Puri was his personal servant and used to take care of his spiritual master with his heart and soul. In the final days of Madhavendra Puri's manifest pastimes, and I use that term manifest pastime because in Gauravanadesh Deepika it's described that he is one of the Kalpavriksha trees from the spiritual world descended into this material world. Madhavendra Puri was very much infirm, and Ishvara Puri took care of him in a very personal way. He would be by his side all the time. He would personally cleanse his body, very much in the same way that Srila Prabhupada's disciples, like Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Aviram Prabhu, and so on, did with Srila Prabhupada when Prabhupada could no longer really move on his own and was completely bedridden. Ishvara Puri cared for Madhavendra Puri like that and didn't have any material consideration about his spiritual master. Now that's a very important factor, particularly when your spiritual master is exhibiting sickness, which refers to this material body, when you have to personally cleanse his body. As Srila Prabhupada would say that Madhavendra Puri couldn't go to the bathroom, he was so infirm, and therefore Ishvara Puri would clean him as he evacuated where he was laying. And to deal with such very basic fundamental bodily necessities as passing stool and so on, and these bodily elements or products, and at the same time to maintain a transcendental vision of one's spiritual master, one requires great faith, one requires great devotion, but over and above that, one requires vision. And Ishvara Puri had the vision that his spiritual master was not an ordinary person, was not a mortal. We should keep in mind that when Krishna appears in this world, when his devotees appear in this world, and they display human-like pastimes, they do just that. They display every aspect of human behavior, conduct, adhering to the rules of this material world, like getting sick and so on. And yet they're transcendentally situated. They are situated in another dimension, in the spiritual dimension, far beyond the ordinary mortal plane of three dimensions, or even more material dimensions that characterize the material world. They are spiritually situated, but the medium which they've accepted to communicate with us, this material body, and the behavior they exhibit while communicating through that body symptomizes one who is within this world. Therefore, devotees who engage in this type of intimate service to elevated transcendentalists themselves need to be elevated. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, if one is not very advanced, then better that he does not serve either the deity or the spiritual master at very close quarters. So, this is one example of that fidelity to one spiritual master that Ishvara Puri exhibited, how he never wavered in his devotion to his spiritual master, in contrast to, for instance, Ramachandra Puri, who was tainted by Mayavad philosophy and who couldn't understand the ecstatic symptoms shown by Madhavendra Puri when Madhavendra Puri would call out, "Ai dinadaya danata he maturanata kadhava lakshayu," in the mood of Srimati Radharani when Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, he would exhibit that type of mood, and Ramachandra Puri mistook this for the lamentation of a person who was feeling the pain and inconvenience of this material body. And of course, Madhavendra Puri banished Ramachandra Puri, the end result being is that because he offended his guru, he became an offender of the Supreme Lord, and that's recounted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. By contrast, Ishvara Puri received the blessings of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri blessed him, that you've taken care of me so nicely, you've taken such a humble role and position, you've cleansed me and cared for me, and also comforted me in the exhibition of transcendental symptoms. So I bless you to get Krishna's mercy. And what was the result of Ishvara Puri getting Krishna's mercy? And that was that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became his disciple. And although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knows well that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he never transgressed the boundaries of guru-disciple relationship, the vidhi, that one should always see the spiritual master as Sakshat Hari, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was Hari. And therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the birthplace of Ishvara Puri, he took some dirt from that place, and he would regularly eat a little portion of that dirt before his meal in order to show respect and honor to Ishvara Puripad. So these are two examples of the same phenomenon, showing respect to one's predecessor, Ishvara Puri, to Madhavendra Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Ishvara Puri. We should also cultivate this type of Krishna consciousness, for as we sing every morning, all the scriptures ordain that we need to have a transcendental vision of our spiritual master, spiritual masters, and give them the respect that one would give to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our spiritual masters may be at different levels of spiritual advancement, but still, we give them the same respect. As Srila Prabhupada gives the example, just like the ambassador of a country, the High Commissioner, he is given the same respect as you give to the president of that country. The country may be small, it may be big, the embassy may be small, it may be very big, the person may have so many other qualifications or disqualifications, but because he is acting as the ambassador, therefore he's due the same respect one gives to the leader of the entire nation. And the fidelity to one's spiritual master, if one has the opportunity to exhibit that in terms of personal service, then it may be done in that way. But if not, then it's by honoring the order of the spiritual master, the Vani. Vahu Seva, Vani Seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also ordered the order of Ishvara Puri. When Ishvara Puri sent Govinda to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishvara Puri's personal servant was Govinda Das. And as Ishvara Puri was leaving this world, he sent Govinda to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "You be the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Now it's generally improper for a disciple to, for a disciple to accept service from his godbrother. However, here the disciple's first priority is to accept the order of the spiritual master. And the order of the spiritual master supersedes the etiquette of who one accepts personal service from. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that because Ishvara Puri gave this order, gave this vani, that you accept the personal service of Govinda, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his godbrother as his personal servant. So this is Sadachar. We should know these things. We should meditate upon these things. Today, on the appearance day of Ishvara Puri, it is certainly a suitable subject matter to think about. For certainly Ishvara Puri's behavior also embodies the last verse of Guru Vastaka, Yasya Prasadam Bhagavat Prasado. Please your guru, please your gurus, we may have many gurus, and you will please Krishna. Somehow or another, this is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness, it's the essence of what we are trying to do. Our spiritual masters, maybe the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and their goal is to please Srila Prabhupada. In the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we have this as our common mission, and the disciples of Srila Prabhupada's disciples and their disciples and their disciples will also work in the same way to satisfy the vani of Srila Prabhupada by satisfying the vani and the vapu of their spiritual masters. Ishvara Puri Pad Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.